Alan Windey, the Premier of the Western Cape. Alan, the provincial figures also going up, but going up at a lower trend rate than one would have expected from international experience.
Correct. And I mean, we can attribute to lockdown, etc., but I think I agree it's too early to tell. But of course, we are tracking it next to our projections, and so far so good. 418 in the province, 20 to 25 that are in hospital, so an extra 5 in hospital. But we had the Minister Mkhize with us in Cabinet today, and I'll just reiterate his words. Seeing what has happened around the world, we must not relax. We must make sure that we are continually being or preparing ourselves. Obviously, if the numbers come out better, but we've got to be preparing ourselves because history and lessons in the north have shown us that it does trickle along, and the next thing, the hockey stick comes along, and you just get that immediate growth. And I mean, that's why we're in lockdown. That's why we're trying to do what we do.
You spoke to the president earlier today. You were concerned that he might interpret your announcement, it was the day before yesterday, that you'd consulted with the city and with SAPS, and you thought it was all right for people to buy cigarettes as long as they bought cigarettes as part of other essential food shopping. You were slapped down by Becky Cele last night. You called the president to say, look, it's not that I'm trying to undermine national government's initiatives. This is what I'm doing. What did you tell him?
Correct. Well, I also spoke to Becky Cele last night, and it's all about interpretation. But I agreed with the president. You know, I don't want to create a war around cigarettes. What we need to do is understand that we're doing everything in our power to reduce the spread of COVID-19 while everyone's in lockdown. But also, while everyone's in lockdown, you know, are there any things that we can do that could make it a little bit easier? So whether it's a cigarette or a laptop or the delivery of a phone so you can do your schoolwork, it's there's a whole range of listed goods that we have now agreed with the president. We've sent through today. And also in discussion with the president, he's got his command council, but I said to him, how do we talk to the provinces? So he's agreed that we're calling a PCC tomorrow. That's a president's coordinating council. So all the premiers and the president will be on a telecon tomorrow at 10, so that we can start to address these issues, like how do we interpret the regulations? And they're all changing. I mean, Minister Barbara Creasy phoned me today to say that they're going to change the rules around the fisher licenses, specifically because of the snook season in Cape Town or in the Western Cape. And so these things are changing all the time, as well as some of the other concerns. I mean, I am concerned about some of the brutality that we've seen.
Yeah, I wanted to ask. I mean, the story that we are reporting widely, and lots of other people reporting widely, the Esther River family, the Pedros, saying they were assaulted, absolutely. And by her description, really badly assaulted by soldiers in a lockdown operation last night. What can the Premier of the Western Cape do about that, Alan?
Well, I will be raising the brutality with the president to say this is totally unacceptable. I mean, it was specifically said in the beginning, and I reiterated it as well. We've got our own experiences of brutality, and we need to deal with these decisively. There's a strong message that the forces, be they law enforcement, metro police or military, they've got a role to play in policing our lockdown. But we really have got to make sure that there's no abuse into this space. So, I mean, there's a number of stories out there, and we've got all of the detail. We've sent them all through to the Ombudsman and through to General Matakata as well. But I will be definitely raising it with the President. We need to get these commanders to really exercise their leadership over what is happening across our province.
Thanks very much, Premier Alan Windey, Premier of the Western Cape. So two important meetings tomorrow, the President with his Joint Task Force Command Council, and in undertaking to have a look at the list of things that the province has sent through as requiring greater clarity in terms of essential goods and services and trips and so on, and then that meeting with the Premiers of the various provinces at which the issue of police and Defence Force brutality will be raised.